More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. Ebola has once again risen to the top of newscasts and the front page of newspapers after a doctor returned to New York City from West Africa infected with the disease. But doctors and public health officials around the country say they wish a similar state of alarm would exist over the upcoming flu season. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says deaths from flu complications in this country can hit 50,000 in an especially bad year and still a few thousand in a good year. Dr. Mark Hermanoff is an allergist and immunologist and heads up Aurora Healthcare's Influenza Care Management Initiative, and he joins us on the line this morning. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you.
What demographic group is least likely to get the flu shot, and why?
Probably the least likely group to receive the vaccine are young and healthy adults who feel that they don't need the vaccine because they're young and healthy and never are getting ill.
Well, and so then let's address that. You're young and healthy. You don't get ill very often. What is the compelling reason to get the flu vaccine?
So there are several reasons to get vaccinated against the flu. First of all, it will protect you from catching influenza, which could knock you out of work for 7 to 10 days. Probably more importantly, though, is that influenza sometimes causes complications in your own health. It can put you in the hospital. It can lead to more serious illnesses like pneumonia. And in addition, when you catch influenza, there's a several-day period of time where you're asymptomatic. You don't have any symptoms. You feel fine, but you have influenza and you're spreading it to others. And that's where you can really go on and hurt other people. So if you're around someone who has a chronic illness, or if you are friends or are in contact with someone who's pregnant or who is undergoing chemotherapy for, let's say, cancer, you can make them sick, put them in the hospital, and they can even die from complications of influenza. So protecting yourself against the flu with the vaccine is important, but also you're protecting your friends, your family, and people you don't even know on the street.
This is the underrated part of the flu vaccine, I'm guessing, this idea that just because you are young and healthy, that does not mean the people around you are young and healthy.
That's right. And if you get the flu vaccine, you're going to be protecting yourself, and you're going to be protecting the whole community. So you're helping yourself, but you're also helping everyone around you.
Well, and so who is most at risk from the flu?
So the groups of people who can have the worst complications from influenza are, first of all, pregnant women. So when you're pregnant, your immune system is kind of turned down because you're growing a baby inside you. And when you're doing that, you're at risk for other illnesses. So if you catch influenza when you're pregnant, it can make you very sick, but also can lead to complications for the baby that's inside you. In addition, if you have any kind of chronic medical condition, so if you have asthma, if you have heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, all of those conditions can be made far more severe if you have influenza, if you catch influenza, rather. Finally, if you're older, if you're above the age of 65, you're at higher risk for complications. And in fact, people who are over 65 don't respond as well to the flu vaccine. And so it's important that those people who are around them, who have exposure to them, so young adults and kids who are around their grandparents, let's say, that they're protecting themselves from influenza, but they're also protecting their grandparents from getting ill.
So you are helping lead the influenza vaccine initiative within the Aurora system. How well is Wisconsin doing in terms of people getting vaccinated against influenza?
Well, it depends on if you feel the glass is half full or half empty. The half empty part is that only about 47% or 48% of people in Wisconsin get the flu vaccine. So, you know, over half the people in our state are not vaccinated, so they're not protected and they're at risk to catch influenza and spread it to others. The glass half full is that, you know, healthcare providers are starting to get the message at Aurora Healthcare. About 98 to 99% of our employees are vaccinated against influenza. So, you know, we're very pleased that we're able to, you know, protect all of our employees, but more importantly, by protecting our employees, we're protecting the public who interacts with us.
Does herd immunity come into play when you're talking about influenza?
Absolutely. So if only a few percent of the population has the vaccine, then everyone else around them can still get ill. But once you get to a certain level, probably around 75 to 80% of the population getting vaccinated, then it's much less likely to spread from person to person because the vaccine is very effective. It's not perfect. So even if you have the vaccine, if you get vaccinated, if you've got everyone else around you vaccinated as well, the vaccine is far more effective than if just, you know, let's say 20% or 30% or even 45% of the population is vaccinated.
Why do you think it is that people seem more alarmed by, you know, two cases of Ebola in this country than they are about the number of deaths from flu each year?
Yeah, it's hard to understand why people, read about something happening in the newspaper and don't think about what's much more likely to hurt them. That probably has to do with human nature than it has to do with logic. There's thousands of deaths every year in this country from complications due to influenza, and yet people are worried about things that are far less likely. Which is, you can worry about lots of things in the world, but there are certain things you can do something about, and one easy way to prevent influenza is to get vaccinated.
Let's talk briefly about the vaccine itself. What is the distinction between an inactive vaccine and the active one?
So the majority of vaccine that people receive is inactivated. So that means that the virus, it's a dead virus. It can't interact or grow inside your body. So it will teach the immune system, this is what you're supposed to look out for, immune system, and this is what you're supposed to respond to. So when you get exposed to the real influenza virus in the world, your immune system's already seen it before, and it already mounted a response, so it's easy for your body to fight the infection. An activated vaccine, which is the nasal vaccine that's available for most children and people up to age 49, is a flu virus that's been weakened. So they've taken out the parts that make people sick and just left in the parts that stimulate the immune system. So the virus gets sprayed into the nose, and it will grow inside the mucosal membrane of the nose and lead to an immune response, but it won't make you ill.
Is there a compelling reason to go with the flu mist versus the flu shot, or is it really a matter of being put off by what can be a painful shot in the arm?
Well, certain groups of people are not candidates for the flu mist, for the nasal spray, because they have weakened immune systems or they have asthma, so they can't receive the vaccine. In addition, it's not approved for patients over the age of 50. So if you're in those groups, you can't receive the nasal spray. This year, the CDC is beginning to recommend that children who are healthy, who can receive the nasal flu mist, should consider getting that first, because there's many reasons to believe that is a more effective vaccine, especially in that group of patients, in children and young adults. So if you can get the flu mist nasal spray, it's certainly something you can consider. It's not always available in all age groups. And again, there are certain groups of people who can't receive that vaccine, have to receive the injectable form. The truth is, I got my vaccine in the arm yesterday. It really doesn't hurt very much at all. So I'm biased towards getting a shot, but you can get whichever one you prefer.
The flu season tends to last, if I understand correctly, it can run really from September through May. How long is the vaccine effective? If you were vaccinated at the very beginning of flu season, is it likely to be effective right up until May?
It is thought to be effective all the way through that whole period of time from September until May. You're much more likely to catch influenza at the height of the season, which can range from December until March. But it is perfectly fine to get the vaccine even in late August or early September. It will offer you protection. The thing we worry most about is, if an opportunity presents itself to get the vaccine, you should grab it then, because you may not be able to get it later. Something may come up. You may forget about it. There could be a shortage later. So it's better to, whenever you have the opportunity to get the vaccine and get yourself protection. For this year, the vaccine is the same vaccine as last year. So you're boosting your immune response by getting a second vaccine in the fall. And even if you got the vaccine last year, you should still get it this year, because it will eventually stop being effective over several months. So if you got the vaccine, let's say last fall, you do need to get another vaccine this year.
Well, Mark Hermanoff, thank you so much. Hope it's a quiet season for you.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
Dr. Mark Hermanoff is an allergist and immunologist and heads up Aurora Healthcare's Influenza Care Management Initiative. There is a link to more about that and flu information in general from the CDC at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. One last break, and then we'll travel to India in the early 1960s and chat with the author of a series of books set in a watershed time for that country. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.